Amen. Several things that we want to do here tonight, but the most important thing is to begin with a time here around the Lord's Supper, and it is a privilege to be able to partake of the Lord's Supper. And so I want to read to you tonight. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. We normally go to this passage each time because we have an obligation as a local church to give admonition related to the Lord's Supper. And in just a few moments, we'll partake of these items. And I like to do it around the Christmas season. It reminds us, of course, with everything that is involved with decorations and so forth, we're reminded of the birth of Christ, but it's always important to remember that He was born to die and that He gave Himself a ransom for all. And so here at this Christmas season, we are recognizing the variety of reactions to the birth of Christ, but also considering what He did in both His life and then His death, His burial, and His resurrection. The Apostle Paul gives us admonition in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and he says in verse number 23, 1 Corinthians 11:23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, Take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. And after the same manner also He took the cup when He had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." In our messages on Sunday morning, we've been involved with the early chapter of the book of Galatians. And there in chapter 1 of the book of Galatians, we're reminded that the Apostle Paul had a special Bible college education. After he was saved, he went and spent time, the Bible says, in Arabia, and was specifically trained by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we recognize that under the inspiration of God, he recorded these verses, but I'm inclined to think that it must have been unbelievable for Paul to sit and listen to the Lord Jesus Christ give these kinds of details in the classroom, if you would. And what it must have been like for Paul to ask Jesus about that night and all that he went through with his disciples, all that he went through leading up into the time frame that he was crucified, and then everything after. And of course, we read the great chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, "If Christ be not risen, then our faith is in vain." And I'm sure the Lord communicated that to the Apostle Paul. But as he communicates to the Apostle Paul and gives us these important truths, we recognize that the Lord's Supper is an ordinance of the local church. And so it's not done in my authority and giving out the elements of communion. It's this local church and this local assembly. And we participate in this together. And the Bible says it's important for us to do it with regularity, but not so much regularity that it becomes just a run-of-the-mill time. Or if it was ever causing a danger where people would think that participating in communion helps at all in the matter of salvation. And so as we read the Scriptures, this is a time of remembrance. It is not a sacrament. It is not something that will assist you in gaining entrance into heaven. The Bible says that we as believers have the opportunity to remember what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary. But there's a significant warning to believers, and it's this warning related to obedience. And just saying, Lord, am I walking in obedience to the best of my knowledge? Before I participate in this bread and in this juice, I want to examine my life. And number one, ask myself, am I in the faith? Have I ever been born again? If you've not yet trusted Christ or taken that step of salvation, then I would, of course, encourage you to allow these to pass by. Because the Bible says that this is a time for believers to remember what Christ has done for them. But then it's also important for us not only to know of salvation, but also to understand that we're living to the best of our ability, not with perfection, but living with the sense that there's nothing between my soul and the Savior. And as we have a time of private prayer in just a few moments, that's an opportunity for you to personally say, Lord, search me and know me. Go through everything of my life and see if there be anything that's unclean or that's not been dealt with, because I want to come before you and before this time of the table in a pure fashion. Again, not perfection, not sinless perfection, but an absolute understanding, Lord, I have confessed things to you. I've come to you now in a pure fashion, and I want to remember your death, burial, and resurrection in a very solemn way. I encourage parents, if your children have trusted Christ and you believe that they have the understanding of what it is to participate in communion, I encourage parents to direct their children. If there's any sense that it's in their mind still a playtime, then it's probably best to have them have the juice and the bread to pass by. But again, it is our responsibility as a local church to warn each one. And the Bible says down here, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. We have the obligation to warn everyone that's about to participate, but then you have the obligation to examine your own heart and life. And if there's any reason that you would believe it's better to allow the cup and the bread to pass by, then that is the best course. Deal with those matters in your heart. The Bible says that there were those that were eating and drinking unworthily. And the Bible says that there's a condemnation of that. And so this is very important, a very significant, a very reverent time. And I'm very thankful that we as a church family can participate in this communion together. I'd like to have a time of private prayer. You can take this time and pray and deal with any matter that may be upon your heart with the Lord. And we'll have a time of private prayer. The men will come and prepare the table, and then I will open our time at the Lord's Supper with a time of public prayer tonight. Let's go to the Lord.